And today, we're going to talk about all the things that are going on. We're going to talk about a bunch of movies that we've seen.
Yeah.
A bunch of TV shows.
Playing catch up today.
Yes, catch up today. So we're going to skip talking about Rick and Morty Season 3. Because we feel like this is more prudent at this time. At this juncture.
What a timely reference.
What a time, no. Right? That's like a early 90s Dana Carvey. Yes. Wouldn't be prudent.
Not at this time.
Not at this juncture. But first off.
Not gonna do it.
We're gonna do this fun new little segment, I think, where we're gonna just pose a question. If we were a superhero or a villain, what kind of costume would we have? Sam, do you want to go first, or you?
Yeah, you know what? I would. As a superhero, I would have kind of like, if you ever seen the movie Big Hero 6, there was a character that had this...
Wasabi. Are you talking about Wasabi with the swords, right?
The swords, yeah.
Yeah.
But with that, it can not only be made as like a sword, but it can be made as a shield with both hands. Oh, so instead of just pure cutting, it will be more like I can shape it to what I want it to be as far as a shield or slicing device.
Okay.
That would be my...
So we get to pick the more or less the accoutrement and powers as well?
Well, I guess we could. I was thinking...
Okay, fine. That's good. Okay. I just wanted to... That adds a little certain something to my...
Oh, okay. What color would you have?
Oh, you know what? Mine would be blue.
Blue, all right.
Yeah, I think mine would be blue, and then it could form a shield on both hands, and I can even combine them to form a bigger shield, or I could use them... to cut things.
All right.
So
would you have a cape?
No, you don't do capes.
No capes? No capes?
No, because, you know, if I'm battling and, you know, let's say I'm fighting like a whole bunch of robots and they're all around me and stuff. I don't want to have to worry about them grabbing my cape because I'm going to have to cut it anyway, you know? Because, you know, I got people shooting at me on one side and I'm cut slicing people on the other side. I don't want to have to worry about one of them grabbing my cape, and then I'm going to have to turn around and cut my cape.
And you learn nothing from The Incredibles, Rick.
Right, exactly. But
yeah.
It just wouldn't look good.
I guess it depends on your superpower, though. You know, like, if you're, like, near invulnerable, like Superman, you know, a cape is just, like, an extension of whatever he's got going on.
But have you ever also noticed when Superman fights, people always grab him by his cape and slam him down?
Yeah, it's
like, I'm more of a... I would be basically more of a melee kind of guy, slash like stealth. So a cape would just get in the way.
Cape is just not functional.
It's not really functional for me.
Not practical.
Yeah. So that would be my.
Most people who wear capes don't need them.
That's probably true.
I mean, technically, what's it like really used for anyway? Anything? I think Batman is like the only one that uses it.
Exactly. That's
His is more than just decorative.
Yeah, Batman is the only one that actually uses his cape. No one else. I mean, Power Girl has like a small cape, but I think she just wanted to check out her butt. So that's just my thought. So, but yeah, I don't think I would do a cape. But yeah, I wouldn't really do the whole cape thing.
No cape. What about a mask? Would you have a?
You know what? I think I would have a mask because, you know, that's if I'm fighting. Apparently, I'm a melee fighter, so that's going to be a lot of blood going around and stuff. Or if I'm fighting robots, a lot of oil and everything. So I'm going to need something to, you know, not get in my eye. And it's always good to have, like, a mask so in case there's, like, gas or something.
It's like a full mask, like, covering your entire face?
Yeah. It would be covering my face because, you know, I don't want to have to worry about getting cuts on my lip and then, you know, I'm walking around without my mask and someone's like, hey, that's that guy. you know, or you're at a party and then you're talking to somebody and someone like thinks they recognize your voice and then they put a phone up to your face and it's like, hey, you are that guy. No one gets that joke. That's a
good one.
Jimmy Kimmel.
gotcha. Reference.
But yeah, that'll be me.
That's, all right.
That'll be all me. Right.
Oh. Chris, your hero then?
Hey, oh, yeah. I guess.
You know what? In this particular case, yes.
All right.
I'm a villain.
A villain? Yeah. Oh, okay. Do tell.
Black suit.
Black suit. Okay.
Expensive shirts.
Okay.
Yeah. Dark red, you know.
Like Lex Luthor-ish. Like power suit. Power suit type deal.
Yeah. And then Infinity Gauntlet. If we get to pick our accoutrement, I'm picking Infinity Gauntlet and a suit.
Wow, you went right
with the gems or without the gems?
Oh, with them.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. if you have the choice, I guess, you know.
I don't know if you wanted to collect them or not. I'm just like,
no, I don't. No.
Why'd you go to that trouble?
Yeah, I mean,
if you can just will it into existence.
Because, you know, especially if that's my only powers is that I hold the Infinity Gauntlet. It's going to be hard to collect those gems if all I got is a glove. An oversized glove. Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotcha. This is going just for World Ender right there.
No, it's because I would use it for so much fun. Like, yeah. I would be the most mundane villain ever.
I will have Star Wars Battlegrounds or Battlefront immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, everything that's unlockable.
It's unlocked. There it is.
The rivers were flow with chocolate milk.
Vanilla World of Warcraft is already here.
Oh, man.
Star Wars The Last Jedi has been released. The day before episode 9 comes out. 365 Star Wars a year.
There you go. Oh, man.
So maybe I'm a hero. I don't know. But
yeah, that's true. I mean, to some
you'd some be, I'm a hero. Yeah. I'm just misunderstood.
Yes, exactly. There you go. You'd be like the Deathstroke or the Deadpool type of anti-hero, maybe.
Yeah.
Deathstroke is still a villain, right?
Yeah, but he's kind of been good at times, right? Sometimes, sort of.
Those like back in like early 90s, but I mean, he's still.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably mainly a villain. The Terminator. Yeah.
If he became Deathstroke, the Exterminator.
The Exterminator. Yeah, then, or the X.
Yeah.
That would be some copyright infringement. You have to put the EX in there.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to put that E. Yeah, can't just have X. So yeah, I think if I had to pick a costume, also I thought I was going to think
cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Cole Slade.
The X Terminator. I was thinking.
That would be so good. Was that Billy the Exterminator guy that's on the Discovery Channel or whatever? I don't know. You've ever seen it?
No, they literally
have a reality show about a guy that exterminates bugs.
They have a reality show about everything. Yeah, that's like that. The Storage Wars.
Yeah,
those are that's pretty entertaining at times, though. I'll admit to watching that once or twice.
I haven't seen a lot of them, but they're all faked.
I
don't know what that is under that blanket. Yeah. But
I'm gonna pay $2.50 for this one, you know. And then
let's see that chest. I'm gonna pay $500. What?
Yeah. You don't know what's in it. Come on, man.
I'm in that one, Daryl. Oh, nothing.
It's almost like
if he doesn't understand monetary units is what bothers me. Is because it's like there's ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds, right?
Right.
Oh, that's a $70 bill right there.
Really? Yeah. They make a thing. Who is on the $70 bill?
Is it worthless? Is that what
Is Scrooge McDuck on the $70 bill? $70 billion bill.
Bill or coin.
I don't know. But it's almost like the characters are almost like professional wrestlers of like storage bidding. They all have their own thing going on.
And
Yeah.
What?
What's that? Do you do this in normal, normal conversations?
Yep. What? Yeah.
What does that mean?
What happened to just raising your hand?
They have their own code. They have their own code. I don't know.
So, yeah, I haven't watched that in years, though.
Yeah. I have watched an episode relatively recently at my parents' house. Mm. I was like, and I had that yep, that dude on there. That's,
Yeah.
So. But yeah, no. If I were to pick my costume, I was thinking a black costume as well. But I was thinking kind of like the reverse Batman, kind of like the Storm Shadow type deal.
Okay.
You know? Although I had thought about it a little bit, like the muffled voice. Yeah, I'm thinking like a ninja.
Okay.
You know, but the muffled voice of it, you know, that's I don't know how well that, you know, how practical that is. You know, because every time you're going to talk to people, your voice is going to be muffled and.
Yeah.
But if you're a ninja and you're stealthy,
well, if you have the whole face covered, that means you don't want people to actually recognize you.
If you can still talk like Batman, I'll just be like,
This is true. So, yeah.
Okay.
I hadn't really thought about powers or anything like that.
Though. Yeah, I didn't really. Yeah. I was thought yeah. until he mentioned
Infinity that we could have
various.
Yeah, but, I mean, but that's like that's like part of the costume.
That's part of the costume. Yeah.
So it's an Infinity Gauntlet.
That's yeah.
The Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern.
I was like, hey, that's part of the costume. I'm like,
all right.
Okay.
I guess now we'll get on to our topics.
Yes. Our first topic of the day. Thor Ragnarok.
All right, Thor Ragnarok. So what did you guys think about it?
I loved it.
I loved it too. I thought it was
fantastic. I liked it, yep.
You just liked it. Just a like. That's a, there was a pause.
No,
and
it's,
a like.
It's not a pause. I was trying not to, you know, like show any different like that like I did dislike it, but yeah. I liked it. I guess my thing was between I have friends and fans who have seen Thor Ragnarok, and some of them were a little more upset because of the fact that they felt that Ragnarok wasn't serious enough.
Oh.
Which I can see why they said that, but I mean,
yeah.
Really, like we're about to go into Infinity War, so that's as serious as you're gonna get.
Yeah.
So I understand where they're coming from, but I also see the reason why Thor Ragnarok was done the way it was, and everything. I kind of wish I know how it's Helga, right?
Hela.
I know how they portrayed Hela, and it was basically kind of just shooing her through until Infinity Wars. But I kind of wish they would have made her seem a little more like the villain in Thor 2, where they kind of spent a little more time, made him a little more menacing, even though Hela just killed basically almost everyone in Asgard.
I was going to say, it was kind of quick.
I'm just throwing knives everywhere. I don't even know where these knives are coming from. I just moved my hands and a whole bunch of knives just came out. And it was kind of like...
If I had one complaint, like what you're saying about the movie, is like the Warriors 3.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, man.
The only thing in that movie that I would change is that the Warriors 3 went out like little bitches.
Yeah.
Well, those two of them did.
Yeah.
It's like,
where was Sif?
That's the other thing, too. I wonder, she's safe. Yeah.
Glad she is safe.
This movie was completely syphilis.
No syphilis
at all. Clean bill of health.
That's right. Take a little antibiotics and clear that right up. I was wondering about that too, where she was at, and I don't know. I wonder if she's going to make an appearance later on, or maybe. The actress that plays hers on that show on
Blind Spot.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe she's not free to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm only assuming that. But yeah. Yeah, I was disappointed in seeing the Warriors 3 go down as quickly as they did.
Right.
But other than that, I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. I thought it was pretty awesome. Makes me wonder where they're going to go to now.
Yeah. Like, what's, like, what was your, yeah, what is your predictions on, what do you guys' prediction on, the, like, what's, what they're going to do next in the Thor?
Yeah, my, I don't know. The, as far as, you know,
we know that.
That's got to be Thanos at the end, right?
Well, we know it's Thanos at the end.
Yeah.
Because they've said it, this.
Yeah.
But we know he's going to hit. We know that he's going to be floating in space and the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to hit him with their ship.
Yeah. Yeah. So how does he get in space? Or we can only assume that.
I can only assume that Thanos gets. You can only assume that Loki took the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he spent too long looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gave the long stare.
And we can only assume that's why Thanos' ship is there.
Yeah.
Now, if Thor goes out to confront Thanos or whatever, then I just hope all the people of Asgard aren't destroyed.
That's what I kind of wonder. I'm kind of curious about that, because if Thor is floating out in space, it kind of makes you wonder, is their ship destroyed?
I kind of think Loki probably may. Let's see. I'm thinking Thor attacked and Thanos kicks the crap out of him. And so Loki makes a deal. You know, take the Tesseract and the Asgardians get away. And Loki kind of
goes. Oh, Loki becomes a hero.
Loki kind of goes. To save his own skin. I mean, I don't think he's like. I think part of it is, yes, it's last of his people, but also to save his own skin and probably, like, it's kind of like the Han Solo Jabba the Hutt conversation. Hey, yeah, I meant to give this to you, but I ran into trouble because of the Avengers. But here you go.
That would be interesting for his story arc, like, if he did kind of redeem himself in some way.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking that, leading into Infinity War, that there might be some sort of Loki sacrifice fighting Thanos, possibly, that would, you know, essentially redeem himself in some way.
It'll either be that, or he'll just do his Loki thing, like, okay, you guys have fun, bye. Loki, where are you going?
Yeah, and it's and quite possible as well. It's quite possible as well.
Like, come on. I did three movies where I basically was fighting on your side until the end, and...
Yeah. And stabbed you in the back. I mean, that's his thing.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't. That's what makes me think that maybe they're gonna switch that up, because it has been his thing for, you know, three movies and more and now. More. So,
so. But what's you guys' favorite moment from Thor?
My favorite moment, only because to me it was the absolute funniest moment, was Bruce Banner jumping out of the airplane.
Oh, that is...
And you're thinking by the time he hits the ground, he's going to be the Hulk.
And his body just kind of hits the rainbow and bounces. Just even the lead up to that, when he's like, you know, he's kind of like talking it up as he jumps out of the the build, or out of the ship, and just lands there. It's fantastic. I like the moment too, where Thor's kind of having that flashback with Odin, if you will, or whatever. And he's like, "You're the god of thunder, not the god of hammers."
Right.
Like, you don't need your hammer. I thought that was a pretty cool moment, because I was like, I had never thought of it that way. I'm like, it's pretty cool. I like that. You know. All
right. I think I have like two. It's like when he's about to fight the Hulk, and he's trying to pick out his weapon. And he's talking to the what's the rock soldier's name, the rock fighter's name,
Korg. Yes,
he was talking to Korg, and he's
Korg.
Like,
Korg is pretty awesome in the movie. Yeah.
he's like, yeah, I used to have a hammer, and it had this cool thing where you just twiddled around, and then he's like, what? He's like, oh, you had like an intimate relationship with this intimate object, like,
it's almost like you lost something personal to yourself. I just like the choice of giving Korg like the Kiwi accent. I think that's
yeah, as a director.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was.
Oh, it's so awesome! Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about Doug.
I think Doug's dead. No, Doug's alive.
Yeah, no, not that one. No, where Doug was in the corner.
Oh yeah,
all this. They kept calling Thor New Doug.
Yeah, New Doug.
New Doug.
New Doug. I liked that at the end when. he's talking about, oh, we can rebuild Asgard. It's got a strong, sturdy foundation. And then he just starts grumbling. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, that's. I want a movie with just Korg in it now.
Yeah.
Korg and... It's something like real, like Screech almost. But
yeah,
like that's Saved by the Bell. I'm pretty sure it's not Screech.
Right. That was awesome if it was Dustin Diamond.
That would be the best.
I'm doing it from jail.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it just me or did anyone else see Beta Ray Bill?
Oh yes.
Statue?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I thought I was the only one.
Oh no, like, no. Because when I saw it, I was like. Oh, there's the Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill would be one of the combatants or something.
Yeah. I was hoping that too. Like maybe a flashback with them or something like that.
He's the greatest.
Yeah. The thing about Beta Ray Bill, though, is you know he's the champion of his people. Who's as they're traveling by ship to wherever their new homeland is going to be, just like Thor is.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't made that connection. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Interesting.
I enjoyed the movie a lot.
I did too.
To me, it's by far the funniest of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And that's some sense when you got Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, you know? Exactly. Yeah, but yeah. And it's funny too because, like, even with as funny as it was, I mean, there's some kind of pretty dark ones. I mean, Thor loses his freaking eye.
Yeah,
I was just going to say,
when you become the ruler of Asgard, is it required for you to not have just one eye? I mean,
I don't know. I think that was more or less just a thing.
Yeah,
you know.
I think
because Hela makes a comment. Now you're looking like your father.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of
yeah. Well, so. I think actually in Norse mythology, I think there's. I mean, I know Baldur lost his eye.
Yeah,
Odin lost, and he's another son of Odin. So
yeah, it's supposed to give him additional wisdom, I believe.
And, yeah,
like the third eye type.
Yeah, and I think I remember like that. In a comic where it was like the future and Thor was like the king of Asgard and he had one eye.
Yeah. I've seen that as well. Yeah. So that's what I thought was kind of cool about it too, because I didn't expect them to do that in the movie. And I think that's pretty cool how they've kind of kept that hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's, I don't know, but for now I'm going to go to the bathroom and just, I'm going to say I'm taking the one-eyed Norse god to Valhalla.
Speaking of Valhalla, what about the Valkyrie?
Yeah.
I thought she was really cool.
Let me rephrase it. I thought she was great in the flashback scene.
To
get shown the big fight, you know, everything.
Yeah.
I thought the actress was fine for the role. Didn't really care one way or the other for her until towards the end. How about Jeff Goldblum being the Jeff Goldblumiest I've ever seen?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. He was very bloomiest.
I feel like the director just went, you know what? I'm going to need you to be yourself here.
I almost think that they maybe just created that role just for Jeff Goldblum.
Right.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
I like when Loki and Thor are talking. It's like, hey, hit him with your biggest lightning bolt. He's like, what do you think I just did?
Yeah. I like the granddaddy of all lightning bolts.
Like, what do you think I just did?
Yeah.
I like Loki like wanting to run away as soon as he saw that Hulk was the champion.
Yeah. I liked it even better though when Thor started getting beaten by him and he was like, how do you like it?
And let's not forget the unspoken greatness that was Sam Neill and Thor's real brother.
Oh my, yes. That was awesome. That was really cool too. There were so many little gems in that movie. I need to go see it again because there's so much going on in that movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of Infinity Wars.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Infinity War trailer.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
So
yes.
We'll do it.
Let's do it.
We're going to talk about it.
Talk about...
Let's talk.
What's the favorite moment? What was...
I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
But this, to me, was just the teaser trailer that... I mean, it's, hey, look, everything's going to go wrong here. You know that?
Yeah.
It wasn't like... Like, some trailers I watch and I get chills watching. This, it was just like, okay, this is exactly what I hoped it would be. Mm-hmm. But not, it wasn't like, it wasn't blown me away to the point of my head exploded like a lot of trailers do. I mean, I absolutely love the trailer.
Yeah.
But if I was going to pick a favorite moment of the trailer, it's something so small and stupid. It's the spider sense.
Yeah, the spider sense, I thought that was pretty cool. Because I don't think, you know, they haven't really...
They
never really showed that.
No real way to show it.
Yeah.
Without having squiggly lines coming
out. Yeah, right. Yeah,
But showing all of the hair just immediately stand up and there being danger, and you're like, spider sense.
Yeah, and like immediately we knew that.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, okay.
It was such a small moment, but I guess it was big enough to put into a trailer, but nonetheless, it was the coolest thing I saw, I think.
Yeah. I liked seeing a lot of the characters together. Kind of like for the first time, like seeing Tony Stark and Stephen Strange and Wong, just all in the Sanctum Sanctorum. That's cool. That's cool seeing that because it's kind of like, oh, it's coming together.
Yep,
it's coming together.
I think my favorite was I consider it the John Wick moment.
No,
when Black Panther is saying, get the people out of here, get this, get that, and give this man a shield.
Yeah, that is a pretty cool, pretty cool moment too. Yeah.
Like, see, Black Panther knows, get this man a shield.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And just seeing like the big, you know, the armies of Wakanda and then all the Thanos's soldiers or footmen or there's a name for them. I forget what it would be called.
Start with C.
The Chitauri?
The Chitauri.
Yeah, no, I think they have a different name though, don't they? I thought it was like I might be wrong.
What are we talking about?
The aliens.
Thanos's minions. Yeah. Or is it just I think they're supposed to be like lesser care like kind of like how Thanos has like, you know, Nebula's his daughter, and like I think there's supposed to be a group of them as well. I'm almost sure I read that somewhere, but I cannot think of the name of them. But yeah, they don't really show them in the trailer either, though. So I don't know if they're kind of keeping that secret or whatever, but
Speaking on the whole fact of what we just talked about, like Thor and it's encounter with Thanos. How did the Hulk get all the way to Earth?
I don't know.
And crash through Stephen Strange's roof.
Yeah, I don't know. There's that like giant wheel in the sky
that turning.
I was waiting for the but Thor's in the middle of it, like holding on to these things and doing something.
Yeah, that's probably... thinking that's probably, like... Maybe... I don't know if those are the same scenes. Or maybe that's something else. Or it could be the same scene. Probably just shows up.
I'm not really sure. Because, I mean, like, at the end of Thor Ragnarok, he's talking about how they're going to head back to Earth.
Right.
We're assuming he doesn't make it there. I don't know.
Hey, question. Do you think Jane Foster broke up with him, like, through text message?
Maybe.
Right. I was kind of
I don't know if the cellular service is like in Asgard.
I was kind of like heartbroken about that. Like we saw Annie Potts get back together with Tony Stark and Spider-Man.
Maybe she'll see him without his one eye.
Yeah.
And
she likes the one eye.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, you did a lot better than I would have. I was going somewhere else. But
I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. And I am I can't believe that they are going to go with the whole Vision Scarlet Witch love storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
That
kinda,
is going to be
kind of hinted a little bit at it. I thought
they did the first movie when he was since the Civil War when he's the one that you know carried her out of that.
I understand, but then that is going to be kind of hard to explain to your kids.
It doesn't look like they're going to have a chance to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I guess they can see a kid now. Because I remember, you know, reading in the comics, and I was like, oh, I think for some reason I thought he was like a cyborg. So I thought they're like some sort of synthetic or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's no big. But now, like, as I'm older, I'm like, it's a literally robot. I mean,
yeah.
It's basically Red Tornado with a gem on it.
He's a soul stone infused.
Yeah.
Being.
There you go.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
think of it as an overcomplicated dildo.
Yeah. That can phase through things.
Yeah.
Yes. There might be some sort of benefit to that.
Find that,
I don't know.
Spot, I guess. I don't know.
Damage.
Without the foreplay.
Hey, I don't know. Here's a question. From the trailer, it looks like Vision gets his
Soulstone ripped out?
Yeah. So
if they're going to complete.
Yeah, right. That's true. You think that kills him? Or
that shuts him down.
Maybe just shuts him down, yeah. Maybe just does that.
Or maybe it just takes his personality away.
That could be too. Maybe
he was a program before that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how heartbreaking would that be? That him and Wanda are like in a relationship. Then he has no soul and has no feelings for her any longer.
Isn't that?
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Or you could turn into Ultron.
Bring him back.
Ultron's still in there.
I kind of hope they don't bring Ultron back. had enough of Ultron. I was never that big of a fan of Ultron.
I love Ultron.
Yeah.
In the comics.
I kind of thought
I was way more pumped for. I was honestly trailer wise. I like the trailer to Age of Ultron better than I like the Infinity War trailer. I think I'll have the opposite opinion of the movies.
Yeah.
When they were singing the Pinocchio song, I got no strings.
Badass. Strings.
There's no.
Yeah.
I mean, Thanos, as someone on the internet pointed out, really, if you color him differently, looks a lot like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Whenever. I heard Bruce Willis, actually.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I saw someone who actually did color him kind of yellow with the brown thing and
Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about.
I want to watch the performance. I mean,
yeah,
he's a fine actor.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's the thing too. It's like there's so much buildup for this movie now. You know, because I mean, this is like literally like what a decade in the making, something like that. Yeah. So. I don't know There's a lot going on in that trailer. It makes me wonder how it's all going to tie in together.
Right.
At the end, we see the Guardians of the Galaxy
show up.
What about Star-Lord? Did it not look like he had a crazy mustache? Or is it just me? I thought he had like a pretty significant mustache.
Yeah, I really didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
I just was glad to see
them all together.
Why the Star Lord at Disney World had a mustache?
Did he have a mustache for real? I don't know. Because like when I saw it, almost like looked like Chris Pratt had like this weird smirk on his face, and then I did a double take, and I'm like, he's got a mustache. I thought he had a mustache. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it could be.
Well, I mean, I think I've seen it, but I didn't pay that much attention. I was just like, oh, it's the Guardians.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Mustachioed Star-Lord. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for that? Are we ready for this?
I don't think
this next phase of the Star-Lord character.
Well, I mean,
it's phase three of Marvel, right? Everyone has mustaches.
That's what they should do.
Dr. Strange and Tony Stark. Hey, what's going on?
Marvel's adding mustaches. Right. DC's taking them away.
DC's taking them away.
Might be a nice segue.
Yeah, yes.
Nice
segue.
There
we go. Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Into the DC world of the Justice League movie.
Yes. All right. We all saw this movie.
Yes.
And I didn't hate it.
Okay, you didn't hate it. Got it. All right. Yeah. All right. What about you, Chris? Did you love it, hate it, or is that okay?
I would go with okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't. There were aspects of it I hated, and there were aspects of it I really liked. And I found that overall, the stuff that I liked
balanced out the stuff
I didn't like. That made it an okay movie. Yeah. I thought it was better than Batman vs. Superman.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sure, not name.
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't realize that. I just named it.
Yeah, yeah. The BVS.
The BVS.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
I mean, that's I probably have the same stance that you have on it, though. Like where there's things in it that they did that where I'm just like, what? I just don't like that they did that. Mm-hmm. Like I think the whole like the beginning with Batman when he's on the roof with that criminal that he catches and uses as bait.
Yes. Who's one of the stars of Mindhunter.
Oh, yeah. For real? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. That's weird.
Yeah,
he's on the phone with Alfred at one point and
Kevin Smith mentioned that, and
Kevin Smith said the same. That's exactly how I felt during it. Like I'm like, why is he calling him by name in front of it?
There can't be that many Alfreds in Gotham City.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, that explains why he can afford all these things.
Exactly. But just like, why would he even like communicate like in front? Like, I just seemed weird. I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you really think that Alfred would be known, like go out that way? Like, oh, that guy's name's Alfred. I mean,
but still, though, like, you know, you're Batman. Being Batman, you're trying to keep your identity secret as much as possible. It seems like he's.
You can use a phone book, or a Spokio search and find out every Alfred that lives in the state.
Yeah,
and you can't tell me that there's that many that live in Gotham City.
So when Iron Man's talking to Jarvis,
yeah, but the difference is everybody knows that Tony Stark's Iron Man.
Okay,
right, but Batman giving away his identity as it was in the movie was a bit much to me. Like he, you know, reveals himself to the Flash.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're finals, though.
Yeah, but. I mean, Flash didn't know he was Batman until.
And it's amazing, you know. The Flash to me is the Justice League movie encapsulated, because there's an aspect of the Flash that I absolutely love. I thought the humor in the Flash of the Flash was great. I thought they used him to in really unique ways, but it felt so unlike any Barry Allen I've ever seen before that it was almost not like watching the Flash.
Yeah,
it was like
watching
someone in a Flash outfit.
So
that's exactly how I feel about Justice League. There was so much good about it, but yet it was kind of weird because it didn't seem very young.
I didn't like how I liked Flash, and he's probably one of my favorite characters in the movie, but the way they kind of, you know, portrayed his ineptitude, like he's tripping, like the Flash is tripping, like he was running and just kind of, you know, that.
I like Cyborg. I like Cyborg's story. Yeah. I don't really have any complaints about anything. Cyborg. I actually
wanted to like Cyborg more. I thought, you know, I don't know.
Oh, I mean, I was okay with him. I didn't have any complaints about anything to do with Cyborg.
People
complained about him saying "booyah."
I think he should have said "booyah" more.
Exactly. Exactly. But some people said, "Well, that's Teen Titans Go." You know that. Whatever.
But that's here's my thing about I'm glad Cyborg's. I'm glad Cyborg's in Justice League for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of wish that a Teen Titan movie had came out
first.
Because that's what I grew up with. I mean, that's what most of us grew up with, Cyborg being on Teen Titans, and I always loved the relationship between him and Beast Boy him and Robin.
And Cyborg's always come across to me as more as of a, you know, even though his development, his origin is kind of dark and kind of sad and depressing, he's never came across to me as being a really
rooty character. I think that's where Beast Boy came in, because I remember like starting to read Teen Titans, he was a little, but Beast Boy was the funny one, and he would always cheer up Cyborg, and that's how Cyborg became a little more relaxed, because him and Beast Boy always was hanging out, and that's how we have got the Cyborg that we all know, that being like kind of more relaxed and not as brooding as what was in Superman, what was in Justice League. But I had no problem with Cyborg.
Yeah, I didn't really have a problem with Cyborg either. I just wanted to like him more, I guess is my thing. So, you know what I mean? It seems like they had him in there, but they didn't really do much with him.
Wonder Woman was Wonder Woman.
Right. Yeah.
Superman was, I have,
there
were some issues I had. But towards the end, it seemed like we were getting more traditional Superman than we've ever had in this newer version.
There's one scene where they have, where when Superman first comes back, and they're all, the rest of the League members are kind of like fighting him, and the Flash is running.
That is the most badass scene in the movie.
Yes,
to me.
Yeah. That's,
if you're going to say my favorite scene, yes, that's it.
That's it. For me too.
Because it went from being to this is a horror movie I'm watching.
I'm about
to watch the Flash die. and you can just see it on Ezra Miller's face.
Ezra Miller,
his name, right?
Yeah.
He's running, and that turn and look, just the eyes.
Yeah, his face is just like,
oh. You know, he's never seen that before.
You just see his eyes.
That part for me was like, okay. I can kind of accept this kid as the Flash, but like you said, as Barry Allen, I was like, this guy's not really Barry Allen or any Flash that I know of.
Yeah, I just accepted the fact that they clearly weren't going to give me the Barry Allen that I expected.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, this is the Barry Allen I'm going to get. I'll either accept it or I won't. So I accepted it, but it wasn't. But I can't fault Ezra Miller at all, because with what he was given, I thought he'd be great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did too. Yeah. Like I said, I think he's my favorite character.
It ticked me off that all his best lines were in the trailer.
Yeah, that's the one thing too. I guess that they kind of did that.
Here's my complaint about the film. Why is it that they had the tone that Batman felt bad for what happened to Superman? Like it was his fault.
They just kind of
because it's let's be honest. Like Superman started that fight, and it's like Batman didn't even start nothing. It's like, so why should Batman feel bad when Superman died?
Well, Superman didn't purposefully kill all of Batman's people and Metropolis. I mean, that wasn't on purpose. Batman. Yeah. Did kind of seek him out.
Yeah, because Batman's plan was to kill Superman.
No. If you remember, Superman came to Gotham and confronted Batman and said, hey, you need to stop this vigilante thing or else I will stop you. And so then Batman was looked down like, hey, do you bleed? And that's when Batman started gearing up for his fight. Superman started that fight first.
You know, I'm not going to argue this because I don't remember the movie that well.
Yeah, Superman started that fight first because Superman.
I think that Bruce Wayne wanted to take care because he, remember in the beginning though, when the big battle from Man of Steel happens, there's all the destruction
stuff. Yeah,
and Bruce Wayne's watching all this, and then he made some comments about somebody has to.
Taking responsibility. There was that, but he never did anything. He was just like, okay, so man, so he was probably in the background trying to find a contingency plan, whatever.
Like a weakness or something.
Whatever
like that,
Superman is. But if you also remember, Clark Kent was at the Daily Planet and was like, hey, what about this bat vigilante off in Gotham? And they're like, oh, don't worry about that. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, Superman's coming to Gotham. and sees Batman after Batman takes care of some gun runners or whatever. Yeah.
Well, either way, the movie's horrible.
Yeah. So that's starting the fight. You come into my house and want to demand stuff.
Yeah, but if Superman was trying to start a fight there, Batman would have been dead.
But that's
because the Batman was not prepared for.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
But it was a threat, though. That's what it was. He was like, if I will stop you. Because he even like pushed the car over. And that's why Batman was, that's why Batman got out of his car, because Superman pushed the car into a wall.
Well, yeah, but Batman was trying to run over Superman.
Yeah, I think he ricocheted off of him.
He ricocheted off him because Superman just dropped down while Batman was taking out the bad guys.
Well, Batman had the choice of not hitting him. Batman didn't care.
Wait. How? Okay, you're going to tell me that when you're driving high speed and all of a sudden someone just drops down and lands right in front of you.
He wasn't right in front of
him. It was literally right in front of him. Yeah.
No. I thought he actually turned towards Superman.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
No. Superman just flew right
down. What we need to do is we need to watch this
movie together. Oh, man.
But again, Superman started the fight, and then they're like, well, you know.
But also, like, though, I think to go back with his atonement is, I think part of it too might have been alluding to like how brutal Batman was, and it seemed like he was trying to tone down, because I mean, not to Superman, but to the criminals in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Batman was branding people.
Yeah.
You know,
so that they would be killed in prison.
Yeah.
So
I think part of it was not just Superman. I mean, he does say that. But I think it was kind of alluding to those other things as well, where, and Alfred, because I think there was a lot of stuff that was probably cut out of that movie that probably, like, it might have been a totally different movie.
Right.
Because,
I had that problem. And then I guess I have a problem with still trying to understand how this Superman is a beacon of hope.
He's not really. I mean, this Superman is not. I mean, they made him more like that, though, I think, because
by the end of the
film, they're like, he was this beacon of hope. And I'm like, you guys barely knew this dude, and there was nothing. If in the previous two movies, if they would have like had Superman be at the availing of his statue or something like that, and him saying, well, thank you everyone, but we need to work together, and just fly off.
Yeah. Or just simply save a cat out of a tree or something like that.
It would have made sense, but it's like he has not done anything to even have people relations.
The problem wasn't that he hasn't done it. The problem was that they didn't explicitly show very much of that.
Yeah.
So they should have showed that, and they should have showed that in BVS. To be honest with you. I have no doubt. And they showed for 4 seconds of him saving people from floods or whatever. You needed a whole lot more.
Yeah. Right. Because, I mean,
when they showed him saving people from floods, they kind of give this ominous tone over where he's selecting who he saves.
I got more of a religious...
Religious
thing of him kind of, you know, flying down and put his hand down from the sun behind him or whatever.
I really don't like the Superman. I just don't.
I love the actor.
I do too. I think if he was given the right script, he'd be a really good Superman. It's just that
I'm not feeling him
for what he's given the work with. I think.
I'm not really feeling him. Not really. I thought he was a lot better in Justice League. I can say that, but I'm not.
Like, he felt more like Superman towards the end of the movie. Yeah. I think that's the most he's felt. That's the most that I've seen, like, and a cinematic version of Superman.
Color filter that they've put on him. Mm-hmm. And actually made him, you know.
Like a more vibrant. Blue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Aquaman.
Yeah, I...
My man!
Yeah, my man.
My man!
Yeah, I don't know. He was okay.
Yeah?
Some of the surf stuff, like, where... My man! It's almost a little much for me.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked him.
I liked him too. And okay. I didn't know I was going to like him as much as I did because really? I went in thinking, honestly, just going in, I like Jason Momoa as an actor.
Yeah.
And then a few roles that I've seen him in. But I didn't think I was going to dig that character at all. And him sitting on the lasso.
That was hilarious.
That's pretty
good. That is my other hilarious. Favorite scene.
Yeah, that is pretty
hilarious. I don't want to die. I've got shit to do. Yeah,
that's
right.
That is true. I thought I was actually going to like him more.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, they're going to kind of really use Aquaman and make him a real badass character. But, you know, I don't know. It seemed like they didn't. I don't know. It's almost like he was there fighting people and then
he gets punched to a thing but comes back.
Yeah.
I thought Aquaman. I'm glad they made him a lot stronger.
I did like them. I liked them showing the whole Atlantis thing. Yeah. And it kind of gets me a little bit excited to see what they would do with an Aquaman movie.
So he's not married right now.
It doesn't seem to be. No.
But I'm glad they made him tougher than what people thought he would be.
It was almost more like a more raunchy Thor.
Talk to Fish.
Oh yeah. See, that's why I was waiting for him to have like a giant whale come and hit Steppenwolf or something like that.
Oh,
like, where, you know, they should have had, you know, something like that happen.
That would have been kind of cool. Yeah.
Bunch of swordfish come and attack him.
Yeah,
that would have been something.
I do have a question though. If you are like the most powerful being, why is Wonder Woman doing all your fighting? Like Superman comes in, punches Steppenwolf, is like, "Oh, I'll be back." It's like,
he had to save some people.
You know? It's like, wait a minute, timeout.
Well, I'm just being a beacon of hope isn't easy.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You are clearly
he's got to keep that reputation going by saving some people.
I'm like, you are
sometimes you got to let your work chip do the work.
I'm like, clearly, like one punch is like. Steppenwolf is seeing like stars, and like you could have ended this fight like 5 minutes ago.
Give me 5 seconds.
Well, no, I was like Aquaman and Wonder Woman. You know,
they got him. Well, he wanted to make them feel like they were part of the team, that they were, you know, that they served a purpose there.
I still think Steppenwolf was such a weird choice.
It is weird. They go back to Wonder Woman just for a second. That opening sequence with the bracelets and stuff like that, I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Where she's deflecting all those bullets and stuff like that. I thought that was pretty cool. They should have done more stuff like that, I think.
Because I think she just loves her power move, though. That's her Power Ranger move right there. With the bracelets.
That is
the Power Ranger
move. I liked how Superman stopped that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, too. But the rumors, I guess, were with the Justice League originally, when they were talking about making two movies, that...
Well, I'm sure it probably would have led to Darkseid.
Yeah, I guess that's the rumor.
The guy they mentioned once,
and then
never again.
And speaking of which, even when they were showing his flashbacks, the Green Lantern, that when he died and he saw the ring, that was pretty awesome. Showed Zeus. Yeah. So that was cool. I kind of wish they would have just spent maybe a little bit more time with that, maybe...
I would have rather had Green Lantern than Cyborg and kept Cyborg for a Teen Titans movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're making a Teen Titans television show right now, though. So.
Yeah.
They've cast it. I saw the pictures
of Robin. Yeah.
But I think they're kind of went with the kind of the formula of Justice League Doom, the animated movie, where the story was Vandal Savage got a hold of Batman's files, which had every Justice League weakness, and he was using them against them.
Oh, yeah.
And Cyborg wasn't in that file because he wasn't a Justice League. He was a Teen Titan, so Batman had brought him along to help out and stuff. And so I think that's what they took that
from. Yeah, I think I've seen that, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I don't know. It'd be... Do you think they're going to make another Justice League movie?
Oh, eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, it is doing well enough worldwide, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made almost $550 million or something ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
Because
they need to find their Hal Jordan and their Martian Manhunter. That's what they need.
Yeah. I did have one other problem with the movie, and that's the... It's the same problem I had with Transformers. Is there's no logical reason whatsoever that you would think that, hey, shocking this thing.
Oh, right, the Superman. Time it
hits the water, yeah, yeah. With a dead body in yeah. there. Of a
bring him back to life. Bring yeah. him
back to life.
Yeah.
The same way there was no reason to think, hey, this thing that gives life to robots, I'm going to stick it in your chest and it's going to kill you.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, I thought that whole
life in.
Yeah. And then the whole thing where Flash has to run and touch it right at the moment that it hits the water.
Yeah.
Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And as if, by the way,
yeah.
that hey, you only have one try. Well, I mean,
yeah.
you can sit here all day if you get it wrong the first time.
Yeah, right.
This moment.
Right, exactly.
They
exactly.
all the time in the
well,
world.
And the thing I don't get too is like at the end of Batman versus Superman, like there was stuff kind of floating above his, like it looked yeah. like he was getting ready to come out
exactly.
anyways. So, yeah. So I don't know. Weird choices. That's
those are the weird know. Choices I don't understand.
Yeah.
I think if they would, this is the one thing I think if they would have changed, if they would have, you know, dug up the body and stuff and then put that in the water and Cyborg like hacked it to the system. If they would have just said, you know what, this seems like, if I'm reading this correctly, it seems like this guy got some sort of life in him. And if they would
then just brought him out to the sun or something like
brought
that.
Brought him out to the sun. Or they like use it as a jumping a battery. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they could have did that whole.
I could deal with that a little bit more.
I really thought they were building towards the fact that Cyborg would have been, like, was one of the mother boxes now.
Yeah, I thought they were going to go that route too. That he had become, you know, merged with that
like
technology.
He was
going to
be
yeah.
necessary for the mother box.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, 1 to 5 deuces, what would you give Thor?
Right, and that we're going 5 is good, right? 5 is full
clearly,
on.
We'll go ahead and deuce. Go the acceptable rate when we're yes. rating something and just yes. say that the more
deuces,
the better.
The yeah. better, yes.
Well, so where are we so, having
so
why
I will say
stars. So
yeah. okay,
yeah. I will say Thor. See, I hesitate to say anything's a perfect 5 deuce.
Yeah, let's talk in terms of superhero films only because I feel that it's unfair to say put those up against classics like you know The Godfather, or Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, you're talking about 5 deuce movies.
Yes.
Again.
Just joking. Not about The Godfather, but
that's pretty good. The, Thor, like, man, it's... Because Thor Ragnarok, that is probably one of my favorite Marvel movies now, probably.
Yeah, I don't think it's been, you know? By far, I don't think it's the best. But
yeah.
I do think it's the funniest. And
it
was one of the most entertaining.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. I think as far as Marvel movies go,
like, not Marvel, it's just
superhero. Just superhero movies in general. Yeah. So 1 to 5. 1 to 5, and we're just talking about Thor. I'd give it like a 4.5 deuces, maybe 4, because it's definitely it's definitely up there for me. I think because of the sheer enjoyment of it.
I asked the hard question.
Yes.
I'm trying to, in all fairness, I'm going to go like 3, 3.5. Just in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going 4.5. Yeah. It's not perfect by any means, and I don't feel it's as weighty as like the Captain America movies.
Yeah, yeah. Like if I were to give a movie like a 5 deuce, it would probably be Winter Soldier, I think. Because I think that movie, as far as a story goes, it's a rock solid story. Even though it doesn't have like all the heroes in it that Civil War had or anything, the story is just so good, and it just happens to have Captain America in it, and it's.
I feel
good.
That way about actually both Captain America movies. I love both Captain America movies for what they were, and I'm not that big of a fan of Captain America, so it's really weird.
Yeah.
I felt that way about the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
those are my probably three favorite Marvel movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel Thor's close, but not quite there.
Yeah, yeah.
So somewhere between four, four and a half. I'm going with a high four and a half. Now, Justice League.
Oh.
1 to 5.
Oh, man. I would probably give it... I don't want to be too hurtful, but I'm thinking like 2, 2.5. Because I don't see it. It's not absolutely horrible, I don't think, but it's not great.
It's
merely adequate.
Okay.
I think.
This would be...
It's a marked improvement.
A high 2, low 3 for me.
Say 3.
Yeah.
It's
way better than.
It's on the good side.
Yeah.
A 60%.
I would say that too. I mean, like if they would have came out the gates with this kind of quality of a movie, I think they'd be, you know, they'd be sitting in a much better spot.
Sure.
You know, because I think overall, I think everyone that's seen the movie. It gives it, you know, they
seem to give it a better.
Relatively positive, you know.
The word of mouth is better than Batman vs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The movie that shall not be named.
Yes. So, I just wonder because of. I mean, the Warner Brothers has made money on all the movies, though, really.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like
the movie that shall not be named made almost $900 million. It's not
I
mean, when you compare it against Avengers, sure, the Avengers made over $1 billion, but that's not the point. It made almost $1 billion.
That's
not some small amount. That's,
exactly. Right. Exactly.
So Warner Brothers isn't losing money on these things.
No.
It remains to be seen about Justice League. But after video, after.
Yeah, once all
the foreign countries.
Because I can see them coming out with like. Multiple versions of it, you know, of Justice League, because there's probably the Zack Snyder cut or something like that, or, you know, I don't know.
I wonder if that actually will ever exist.
I don't know. Yeah, I wonder too, because it seems like it was.
I will say, by the way, that Superman's mustache was really disgusting.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as I was thinking it was going to be, though, but it was
disgusting. Really? Because I didn't think that it was going to be anything. I just thought it was a funny story to hear that they wouldn't let him do it, but I figured I wouldn't even notice. And I was very first scene, I was like, oh, yeah, that was, oh, gosh, what's wrong? Oh, he certainly does have an alien upper lip. That's weird.
Yeah.
You need to get that into the sun there because it's doing some weird things there.
I almost just wonder why they didn't just. Let him have a beard or something. It almost seems like just, you know, go the other way with it.
Maybe, you know, it wasn't just the resurrection scene, though.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't that opening sequence.
That opening scene was the one to me that was the most obvious.
Yeah.
It was bad. I did like the newspaper headline about are the aliens going home or whatever, and it was Superman, Prince, and David Bowie.
Yeah. I like that too.
Also, I had forgotten this until this moment, but was not expecting a Leonard Cohen cover to open the movie.
That's true too. Yeah.
Everybody knows it's got some fit really well. I just was not expecting it at all.
Yeah.
And I might have been the only person in the movie theater who was excited that the Leonard Cohen cover was opening up.
Made it into the Justice League movie.
Much better than the last time Zack Snyder used Leonard Cohen in the
That was a disturbing sequence in that one. Yeah. The what scenes do you think were added by Joss Whedon?
Well, clearly the videotaped one.
Yeah.
I think a lot was, actually.
I think so, too. I think... That whole sequence.
I think that's the lasso scene for sure.
Yeah.
That reads like a Joss Whedon.
I wanna say the Superman eyes following Flash was probably added because that seems like something that I might be completely wrong about that, but that seems like a Joss Whedon type thing to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like a large portion.
Yeah.
Was. I, I, I don't know. I just don't see a lot of humor in Zack Snyder stuff to begin with. So, not that that's a bad thing. I don't dislike Zack Snyder.
No, I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. Just, it's almost, to me, it's more like he was giving too much free rein on it. And then, to some degree, like some of the choices that were made on the previous movies, it seems like they were made by somebody that just has a very basic understanding of the characters that they're making a movie about. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody that's not really familiar with the comics. Oh, I know who Superman is. He's from Krypton.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about the type of character he is or anything like that. Because, like, the essence of the character that, you know, even with him, with Batman, it just didn't, they didn't seem to come across in the movies before.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, one thing I wanted to say is, oh, yeah. I'm going to need Ben Affleck not to basically talk like Batman even when he's Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
He did a lot of that in this movie than he did in the movie that shall not be named. Like, the one thing I don't think
you'll have to worry about that.
from the way it sounds like
he's going to be out.
Yeah. Which I don't really have a problem with him as Batman.
No, I don't have a problem with him as Batman either. You know? But I think it's like when you're Bruce Wayne, especially when you're talking to the public, Bruce Wayne had a different tone, so you wouldn't just put together.
Yeah. This version of Batman was not very good at hiding his identity.
No, not at all. And Jimmy Kimmel brought that up, which was hilarious.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
See? It's observations made by everybody, I guess. So. Yeah. So, I don't know. So, Justice League, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We can name it by name.
Yeah. So. I don't know what do we have left on that list. We have
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premiered this past.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This past weekend here.
And I it seems like it's a totally change in direction from the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I thought this is going to look like a pretty good season, and I'm looking forward to.
I like the introduction of them having, this is going to be pretty spoilery, I guess.
Might as well.
Without, you know, so the, Kree, having Kree play, the Kree play such a large part in what it looks like this season, at least. So I'm just hoping that they kind of do what they did last season, where they had two different story arcs, kind of.
Okay.
Like the first half of the season was the Ghost Rider story arc last season, and the last half was the Life Model Decoy storyline. So I'm hoping they do the same thing, because, you know, here's spoilers again. You know, the human race being enslaved by the Kree. I don't want to see 24 episodes of that storyline play out. I want to see 12.
Yeah, because if we wanted to see something like that, then we'll just, you know, go on Netflix and watch Titan A.E.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm pretty hopeful with this season. It's a total change in direction, I think, and it looked fun.
All right.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. What about the Netflix Punisher? Nobody's seen it besides me, I don't think, right?
I have not.
No. Okay. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
It is.
Is it worth watching?
I think it's definitely worth watching. All right. It's the tone of it is very, it reminds me of watching like The Walking Dead, where I think The Walking Dead is hard to binge.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, it's a little depressing at times, you know, The Walking Dead will kind of, you know, it's not, you know. So like binging The Punisher is probably not something, you know, you want to do in all in one sitting.
Okay.
Because it's darker in tone than the other Netflix Marvel shows. So,
okay. Yeah.
But it goes in directions I didn't expect it to do. It was a lot more emotional, a lot more things happening than I had anticipated. And the acting across the board is really good, too. So.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Stranger Things 2, yes or no? Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
All the way through?
All the way through.
Oh, I'm like halfway through still.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, through. Yeah. So, but what I've seen so far, I like.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's go not talk about it then.
Yeah, maybe next podcast Halloween episode. Or... Next Halloween.
Just in time for Stranger Things 3?
Yes.
It has been officially renewed for...
Has it been? Okay.
And Mindhunter is getting a season 2.
Okay.
I still need to see Mindhunter as well.
I love Mindhunter.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few people told me that it's a really good show, so...
It's a good David Fincher show.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that wraps us up, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, catch us on our website, allofmyissues.com.
On Facebook and the Twitter and All of My Issues.
And if you like what we're doing here, you can hit us up on Patreon. Look for us on Patreon at All of My Issues. All right.
All right.
Thanks for watching, listening, whatever.
Later.
Listening. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.